part work of art, part video game. It's a moving projection cast on a wall just outside the Levine Children's Hospital atrium. Childish, toothy-grinned figures float on the wall, and below, two big red buttons.
Don't touch that red button.
Actually, you're encouraged to touch the red buttons.
Oh, you're spinning!
The projection is sort of a game, and the buttons are controllers.
There's a button here I'm pushing that makes...
Natalie Andrew co-designed the piece with her husband, Brian Knapp.
On the left. He comes and chases after the bubs, and he knocks into them, and he changes their path.
The piece is supposed to be fun, but it's also a metaphor. The figures encounter and overcome obstacles, like a patient in a hospital, or life in general. The couple created the piece during their residency at the McCall Center for Visual Arts a couple months ago. Every year, Carolina's Healthcare funds a resident to create art for one of its facilities. Carolina's Healthcare Foundation President Michael Rose likes that the work engages people.
Sometimes people come into the hospital who have very serious needs, and if you can offer them just a moment of distraction or a moment of joy, that's very, very important.
There you go.
It's like a life-size video game.
Emily Deering works as a physical therapist in the Children's Hospital. She plans to bring her patients down here.
Kids love buttons. We ride the elevator sometimes just to be able to push buttons and get out of the hospital and be able to act like a normal kid. And so to be able to come down here and play with something and get out of that sense of being locked up like a patient in a hospital bed is really, really cool.
You don't play with it like a kid. You got to hit it a lot.
Maybe it's not just the kids who love buttons. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.